4. The Andite Invasions of Europe. While the Andites poured into Europe in a steady stream, there were 7 major invasions, the last arrivals coming on horseback in 3 great waves. Some entered Europe by way of the islands of the Aegean and up the Danube Valley, but the majority of the earlier and purer strains migrated to northwestern Europe by the northern route across the grazing lands of the Volga and the Don. Between the 3rd and 4th invasions, a horde of Andonites entered Europe from the north, having come from Siberia by way of the Russian rivers and the Baltic. They were immediately assimilated by the northern Andite tribes. The earlier expansions of the purer violet race were far more pacific than were those of their semi-military and conquest-loving Andite descendants. The Adamites were pacific, the Nodites were belligerent. The union of these stocks, as later mingled with the Sankic races, produced the able, aggressive Andites who made actual military conquests. But the horse was the evolutionary factor which determined the dominance of the Andites in the Occident. The horse gave the dispersing Andites the hitherto non-existent advantage of mobility, enabling the last groups of Andite cavalrymen to progress quickly around the Caspian Sea to overrun all of Europe. All previous waves of Andites had moved so slowly that they tended to disintegrate at any great distance from Mesopotamia. But these later waves moved so rapidly that they reached Europe as coherent groups, still retaining some measure of higher culture. The whole inhabited world, outside of China and the Euphrates region, had made very limited cultural progress for 10,000 years when the hard-riding Andite horsemen made their appearance in the 6th and 7th millenniums before Christ. As they moved westward across the Russian plains, absorbing the best of the blue man and exterminating the worst, they became blended into one people. These were the ancestors of the so-called Nordic races, the forefathers of the Scandinavian, German, and Anglo-Saxon peoples. It was not long before the superior blue strains had been fully absorbed by the Andites throughout all northern Europe. Only in Lapland, and to a certain extent in Brittany, did the older Andonites retain even a semblance of identity.